Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine, and UK Health Radio. Great doubleheader, sports hypnosis, and Dr. Calm. Sue Williams, live from Australia. She's the CEO and founder of Sports Hypnotherapy. She's also an animal psychic, and she returns along with Dr. Karan Dintiala. Dr. Calm, he's a natural functional medicine anti-stress physician. Then the sports doctor's in. Sue Williams, live from Australia. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Bob. Always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me back.
Yes, Susan, give us some background on yourself and sports hypnotherapy.
Okay, I'm a horse rider, have been for most of my life. And as I was getting older and my friends were getting older, I was noticing that their mindset and mine as well was changing. And just by chance, through something I was doing at work, I was working in education, we were given a professional development activity in mindset training and mindfulness. And it just, I just felt that how exciting that we can actually personally change the way we think. We don't realize it, but it's quite a simple thing to do if you have the right person there to assist you. But yeah,
what's the history of hypnosis? It goes back 1,000 years.
Oh, it does. Yes. Yeah, it does. We have proof of that going back a very long time. And then in the 1700s and 1800s, it became a bit of a thing for people to do. They realized then, again, that changing your mindset, having that ability to rid ourselves of fears, doubts, that sort of thing, allowed us to live a much happier life, to be able to do things at a much higher level. And that's what we do with our sport hypnotherapy. We help our athletes in many different sports to get rid of those doubts and fears. And
yes, it is a process, and it's interesting. It's trainable. You know, I have a great story. The first professional baseball player, Susan, that I put orthotics in his cleat, Eric Soderholm, 1978, I think. He had a hit. He was with the Yankees, and he was being traded to the Chicago White Sox, and he had a hypnotist as a associate of his, and the team thought he was nuts. You know, they said, hypnotist, you know, this is like voodoo. And what's interesting is over the past few, and I've had people on my show for 30 years, I had a Tao therapist on from the Netherlands a few months ago talking about these kinds of principles from 2,000 years ago. But now, in high performance, absolutely sports, as far as recovery and the enhancing and the whole, I call it the mind game on the Sports Doctor, but it's become a very big deal in all levels of sports in so many ways, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about it being the three-legged stool. So you have all your physical training, depending on your sport. You may have a number of different coaches for the different parts of your sport. And then we have the nutrition, drinking enough water, all that type of thing. And then, of course, the third leg on the stool is the mental support, because if your mind isn't in the right place, you'll never reach the top performance that you as an individual are capable of doing. So definitely the three-legged stool, if you don't have all three legs, it's not going to work.
Yes, and what's really, really interesting, again, is the importance and attention that this has gotten, like I was mentioning, over the past few decades, where and that's why every expert I have on in different areas, I usually ask them tongue-in-cheek, you know, how's your sports psychology skills? We're talking about whether it's somebody sticking with their exercise program, whether it's somebody trying to lose weight and dealing with their diet program, whether it's the whole world of supplements, the new frontier of sports pharmacy. I've had specializing on the show talking about all that side of things besides the physical side. But where at the whether you are the best in the world, whether it's your grandmother or your children, the mental game is a big deal. And it is something that's trainable. Is self-hypnosis or sports hypnosis include the world of the self-hypnosis? I'm sure it does.
Oh, yes, it has to, because the athlete needs to stay in that positive mindset between the sessions, between working with their mindset coach. So we do train the athletes and we set
anchors.
How much
do you work with their family? Again, on my show, we make a big deal out of the communication side of things, which is you got the coach, you've got the parent, you've got the kid, or you have the owner. You have the general manager, all of these kinds of interactions where you have all sorts of necessity of good communication. And that has become something that it's great to see that's being stressed a lot, isn't it?
Oh, we especially with our younger athletes where the parents are still involved, we must get the parents on side and supporting that athlete, not undermining what we're trying to do between our sessions. And also the coaches. Some coaches are very much against this sort of training purely because they, as you said before, they think it's a bit of voodoo. But
yes,
we also have the coaches.
The education is a big deal. Susan, where do people go to find out more about you and your work? What site or whatever? Where do
yes,
they go?
They can go to my website, sporthypnotherapy.com. There's a lot of information on there, a lot of links to other sites of mine with I also give the dietary and exercise support. That's all on there. But the main, obviously, my main work is working with the mind for the athletes. So sporthypnotherapy.com is where to go.
Yes, the late, great sports psychologist who shared the radio with me in the 90s for a few years, Dr. Jim Vickery. He was a sports psychologist. And again, it's the 80s and the 90s. He didn't even use the word psychology. He was a performance enhancement consultant because psychology scared people away. But he had a couple of bullet points for sports parents and or coaches. And number one was don't be a critic. You know, don't be analyzing your son or daughter's activity on the way home in the car, you know. And number two is be a good listener. Is your young athlete enjoying what they're doing? You know, are they hurting? We have a big problem in the United States with youth sports, all sports, with painkillers and overkill. That's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which was because of this so much overdoing it. With these schedules and whatever with the kids. And when athletes talk to you and ask you, Susan, about how long does it take for me or my team to benefit from including sports hypnotherapy? I know it's a generalization, but what are we talking about time-wise?
Well, you would expect to at least find some improvement after one session, because that first session is the most important. We go in there and find out what the nerves, doubts and fears are in the individual. Then we work at removing those and then installing the peak performance program.
What age groups in general do you deal with? 3 to 103?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But I find my junior athletes are probably from about 8 years old, and their minds are so open that age from about 8 to 10 or 11, their minds are so open that we know these changes.
We stress on the sports doctor and make a big deal out of these kids are supposed to be having fun. They're supposed to be enjoying what they're doing. Like Dr. Vickery would say, once it becomes drudgery, we're in trouble. And this is one of the biggest challenges. You know, Little League Baseball, the famous Little League Baseball 25 years ago, woke up and said, holy cow, 30, 40% of these kids aren't coming back. What's going on? Mm. And then they started looking at it with the overzealous screaming parents on the sidelines and the pressure to win and all of this stuff. And we're glad to be part of making a difference in those scenarios. How's the cooperation of the medical community in your neck of the world?
I think it is definitely becoming more accepted. So we're getting more of the medical fraternity on side. It's definitely a great thing for them to be accepting it and then letting the athletes know that, yeah, this is a good thing, because often in the past there was that reticence. The medical community thought that we were encroaching on their particular ways of dealing with the people, especially the athletes. But it's becoming more accepted.
Before we talk about your animal psyche, you know, it's interesting. I've had guests on who brought pets with them to the locker room of Notre Dame, other teams. They were using it as a relaxing side of things, you know, or let alone therapy dogs and, you know, therapy animals, which has got such a big role in so many ways. But talk a little bit about, again, even in the world of high performance, when you're talking about the animal psychic side of things, that's an interesting addition, isn't it?
And I'm so glad you mentioned that too, Dr. Bob, because I've been working more recently with my riding clients who are having difficulty with their horses. And the reason they come to me is because they have developed a fear because they've had a fall. Their animal is just being over the top, being too excitable. So now I am actually working with the rider and their horse and connecting with the horse and seeing why they are having these this overexcitement, this fear that they have as well, and working with them to release that, which is such a win-win, because as the horse gets calmer,
I'll give you a third win.
Then the rider gets braver.
I'll give you a third win, which is to make sure your riders have orthotics in their boots for alignment.
Oh, yes.
To see something that was so very, very special. But the science side, again, of this, you know, this is something years ago, you know, people would laugh at. What are you talking about, you know? By the way, everybody, Susan has been communicating with my neurotic cat, Pip, and I think she's been helpful. My cat calls me Big Bob. She doesn't call me Dr.
Yes.
Bob. I don't know how we could figure that out. But the point is that the funny side of this, again, whether it's hypnosis on the left or the animal psychic science, the science has started to back up the validity of on both sides, hasn't it?
Well, we think that all this goes back to quantum physics, and it's such an amazing area of study where more and more is being found out all the time, how we're all connected at the quantum level, which means that even the animals are connected so that we can reach out to them through the quantum field. And it helps so much too with the hypnosis, because I then get a connection with my clients. I can see more deeply how they are affected. And they're amazed at how perceptive I seem to be.
So the interaction becomes a big deal. It makes a lot of sense. The interaction, the horse and the rider, or it happens to be a particular animal that someone's looking for soothing, relax, take some pressure off, you know, The athletes in the Notre Dame locker room were laughing it up, having fun before they had to go out and perform. And it made an awful lot of sense, again, in the world of the high performance. So it's, again, something, you know, 60 Minutes had a special just a couple of days ago on the science of Alzheimer's, the science of other brain technology, you know, with dogs because mm-hmm. of the similarity, and learning whether or not there could be some differences in dementia care, et cetera. So it's getting a lot of attention.
It is. It's a fascinating field. And I love working with the animals because they are so open. Once they realize that that you can connect with them, they get so excited because they have messages for us. So it is very rewarding. Yes.
Again, the performance side of preventing injuries, enhancing recovery, working on the positive mindset side is such a big deal. I knew the time would fly with you. Susan, give us again where people could find out about you and your program.
Yes, it's sporthypnotherapy.com. And there are links there also to other sites that I have that yes. would – and. I do have, that is separate from the sport hypnotherapy, I have another website which is holistic-health.au, and that gives you links to my other types of hypnotherapy yeah. other than the sport, but also yeah. my work with animals, which are
yes,
on my different modalities.
The holistic side is a big deal, and that's why we like to pay huge attention to what we like to call today complementary medicine. Again, what time is it in Australia, yes. by the way, Susan?
It is 18 minutes past 6 in the morning on Thursday.
You're a trooper. All right, hold on a second. Everybody, thank you so much, Susan, hold on. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome Dr. Calm, Dr. Karan Dintalia. And he's a natural functional medicine. He's an anti-stress physician. And Dr. Calm, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, great to talk to you.
Yes, it's great. My first segment was with sports hypnosis, live from Australia. You know, the mental game is such a big deal on the Sports Doctor. Of course, we talk so much on the physical side, but the mental game, and that's why your title, Dr. Calm, the whole idea of the mental part of all activities is such a big deal at all levels of sports. Give us some background on yourself and Dr. Calm.
Sure. I am an internal medicine physician by training. And early on, almost I'm talking about 17, 18 years ago, right when I came out of medical school and doing my residency, at the same time, I went through lots of stress. And during the process, I stumbled upon certain principles and techniques that really helped me calm down instantaneously. And at the time, I realized that this is a gift given to me by the divine, and I need to spread this calm, help other people combat stress and find calm in their lives. And so I think I became Dr. Calm.
Right. Well, again, when we're talking with, you know, 3-4 months ago from the Netherlands, I had on a Taoist from the Taoist. He's hitting, you're talking 2,500-year-old lifestyle points and things like compassion and things like simplicity. And he was talking about how it was as pertinent today with tremendous new emphasis on the whole mental side of things. And again, the new medicine that I talk about all the time, which is number one, eat smarter, and number two, keep moving. Number three is reducing stress. And that's before we mention the word politics, right? Or sports.
That's right. And actually, Dr. Bob, I would reverse it. I would reduce stress first so that they can move around and eat better. Because when the stress levels are high, even though they want to move, they won't feel motivated enough. Even though they want to eat right, they won't eat it right. In fact, there is something called stress eating, as you know. And overeating, eating unhealthy stuff. So I would just reverse the order, Dr. Bob.
Yes, well, we'll include it. Absolutely, we'll include it with the reversal. You could move it around. It's become very, very important. You know, our colleagues at the famous That One organization with their brand building and their podcasting and their all this new attention, biohacking, anti-aging, longevity. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about it for 40 years. I'm a sports doctor,
child
obesity, and the tremendous role that the mental scenario had. And in our, you know, United States is one of only two countries in the world that allow at TV advertising of prescription drugs. So you have or dieting, and you have this constant barrage of almost fighting these kinds of situations. And have you found, as a general practitioner and functional, that the medical world has really started paying big attention to what might have been looked at? Yeah, okay, Dr. Calm, you know, you're talking about divine intervention and the fact of the real science behind a lot of what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. People started taking attention to this problem more and more, I think, especially with the advent of functional medicine and the rise of integrative and holistic medicine over the past 10, 15 years, more and more physicians as well as patients are now aware that stress is such a huge issue and root cause healing is essential, whether it's stress-related, whether it's something related, because I also want to give an impression to people that I'm not just about stress management. That is one aspect that I do, helping people find calm. but also as an internist, as a functional medicine expert. I actually am into
root cause
healing.
Well, that's why we need people like you. I'm in the middle of trying to change the world with type 2 juvenile diabetes. The organizations that are involving me are to prevent amputation and wound care, et cetera. Yet, we see now that what used to be called adult onset diabetes over the past couple of decades, now you've got an explosion of teenagers. So the earlier the attention of activity, as well as nutrition and lifestyle medicine, has become a very important thing. And we need, I call it all hands on deck, Dr. Karan, which means we need the collaboration of podiatry and general practitioners and vascular people, all to be able to pay big attention. You look at nursing homes, a third of the population are diabetic. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible. And not now, not I mean, even before, you know, I think 20 years ago, that was my thesis project when I was doing my master's in public health. And at that time, obesity, diabetes, the numbers were tremendous, tremendously high. Yes. And then we were using pedometers, believe it or not.
Yes. But I ask you what I ask all my guests, okay? Where are we now? We're treading water at best. We're really treading water at best. That's why we really need to pay attention to things that you're talking about, which is this. What's interesting, over the years, when it was called alternative medicine, you know, East against the West, and when I would talk holistic, they'd look at me with their eyes rolling. And then my namesake, the famous Dr. Andrew Weil, I think he started using the word complementary, you know, decades ago. All of a sudden, it was okay, you know, to be accepting both. And, you know, the American healthcare system has been very foot-dragging, reluctant to really, really pay attention to this side of things, the functional medicine side, the idea of, you know, really getting into not a 10-minute visit, but a holistic visit with a patient to be able to make a difference. How's that challenge going?
Oh, yeah, I make time for my patients, and that's the reason I have my concierge practice where I spend often an hour, sometimes more, with the patient each visit. So we are not simply writing prescriptions, but are actually addressing all the areas of their life, whether it's physical health, mental health, spiritual health, social health, you know, relationships, whatever that is needed for them to be healthy, happy, live longer, live younger. That's the motto, isn't it?
Yes, and, you know, in the world of youth sports, which we pay such big attention to, and again, there's such overkill and overuse, where, you know, 15% of Tommy John surgeries are on teenagers. This is nuts, some of the pressure. And the more talented your son or daughter is many times, the more the pressure mounts. And again, this is when these attention to the mental side of things, the mental game becomes such a big deal. Because I imagine, again, you've got to work with families. You've got to be dealing with coaches. You got to be dealing, again, with parents when you're dealing with these young athletes. Or if you're dealing with high-level athletes, you might be dealing with team doctors and owners. So good luck to you.
It's my pleasure to help all of them. And, you know, Dr. Bob, what is interesting? 18 years ago, when I first started teaching stress management, Be Calm and all of that, and that was before Calm app, Headspace app, and all those things. So when I was doing that, the research was meager, showing the relationship between stress and various other illnesses. It was there, but it was meager. Not too many studies, some studies were there, but now, 2026, there are so many studies that clearly link.
Yeah, the science is there, whether I'm talking to my soft tissue massage therapist or talk again about hands-on, et cetera. Do you have a site or an area where people can find out more about Dr. Calm?
Yeah, they can simply go to drcalmmd.com.
drcalmmd.com. Okay.
The website again is drcalmmd.com. drcalmmd.com. That is a website. And then I practice in the La Jolla region in San Diego, California.
Okay. You're in the middle of one of the areas of all the overuse. Where you could be outside, and, you know, with the baseball teams playing, you know, 5 days a week. And, again, some of the biggest challenges are the weekend warrior scenario with the explosion of things like pickleball. So sometimes we're talking again about the tremendous population of seniors, where we spend so much time paying attention to fall prevention and balance training, et cetera. So what are the age groups that you deal with, 3 to 103?
You're 100% right. My oldest patient was 127 or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be like a record breaker. They must have had all sorts of wisdom to share with you, like my therapist from the Taoist, who was talking about these lifestyle changes from, you know, 2,500 years ago. But the attention today, you know, my colleague, Dr. Robert Goldman, was talking about anti-aging 30 years ago. It's one of the biggest organizations in the country. Tremendous attention to lifestyle medicine. And the word biohacking has become a real catchphrase.
It has become a real catchphrase, but also it is concerning to me a little bit. The
me
reason
too.
Is...
That's what I want to ask you about, because we're going to be right back. We're talking with Dr. Calm, Dr. Karan Dindyala, and we will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from rainy, crazy Chicago, and we're speaking on the West Coast with Dr. Calm, Dr. Karan Dindyala. We were talking about, before the break, you know, I mentioned the word biohacking. I mentioned the word, you know, tremendous attention, functional medicine, et cetera, et cetera. You said, you know, I got a little concerned about it. I said, I agree. Expand on that. There's so much misinformation, crazy information mixed in with good, solid information. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that is what I mean.
Right, I thought so. Talk about that a little.
Especially now, there is more and more need for good, credible doctors, not only who know the traditional side of medicine, the conventional side of medicine, but also who are up to speed with all the latest advances, whether it is biohacking or, you know, all the different devices that people are using, the longevity space. And that is what I combine all these things together for my patients. So that
Well, that's why I like the medical background. I like the fact that a medical doctor is in the middle of all of this. You know, I've had sports pharmacists on the show, psychotherapists, sports psychologists, psychiatrists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all sorts of specialists. And the idea that you've got, again, whether it is the world of supplements, hormones, peptides, is all of this. You got an expert with a shingle everywhere you look at it. And people beware about who you're listening to, and having a medical doctor who's involved being able to balance a lot of these things, I think, is what you're talking about. I agree with you. That's an advantage.
Because the perspective through which you see all of this matters. And most of the information out there is generalized advice. You know, like, let's say if my car broke down, right, and then I go on YouTube or somewhere else, and it says 1,000 different things, or ChatGPT. But unless you really take it to the mechanic, and then he looks under the hood, what's happening, you won't get a personalized advice that is good to fix your car. The same way is your health, is your body, is your mind. You can read a lot on internet or ChatGPT or wherever it is, but you got to see a trusted doctor who is up to speed with the longevity space, biohacking, but also who knows the conventional medicine, so he knows what to apply when for your health, for your needs.
This is the kind of perception we're taking to this whole, again, I call it all hands on deck, all hands and feet on deck, which is this attack on childhood type 2 juvenile diabetes, this explosion of adolescence with early obesity-related problems and everything that goes with it, and trying to incorporate the earlier the better. You know, I wrote an article in 2008, Dr. Carano, it was called Let's Get Them Walking, and it was trying to get the school system to include walking as part of the curriculum. You know, good luck trying to change things when it comes to the school system, but we really, really need this type of, again, including the idea of nutrition and all of these things that are coming together when you start adding extras. With the anti-aging and the functional side, this is when we're getting into the Wild West with some of these so-called experts making all of these recommendations and discoveries, you know, for like the special on CNN with what's-her-name, she wants to live forever, exposing some of these overkill situations. Yet at the same time, we want to be including all of this high-edge. Brain health is a huge topic on the Sports Doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything is in your brain, and you have your gut-brain connection, you have your heart-brain connection. You know, your brain directly controls whatever that is happening in your heart, and your heart the same way controls your brain. There is so much there. And we are in a very blessed state, good times right now, because we have technology now that was not available 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So your ability to diagnose and, you know, like for example, diagnose and monitor, right? Like continuous glucose monitor, right? CGM, for example, gives you such great advantage if you know how to use it properly and not freak out.
Yeah, what we want to do is we want to make sure we don't need it in a 12-year-old, you know? In that scenario, you know, we just saw the champion of in Roland Garros is a type 1 diabetic, Zverev from Germany, and he's had problems in previous matches because of the heat. But there was an example of someone with type 1 diabetes, insulin related, you know, becoming the best in the world in a particular situation. It's such a gigantic area. And that's why we're excited about lifestyle medicine. We're excited about functional medicine, about people taking a lot of responsibility themselves, but also being able to take advantage of the concerns, again, between AI and the social media. Good luck to us when it comes to the mental health. This is we're in a mess. In so many, well, you take the adolescent situation, it's a nightmare. And how do you find the pediatric world cooperating with a lot of the things you're paying attention to, Dr. Calm?
Children, their anxiety levels are at an all-time high in the current generation. For example, our generation we did not grow up with social media or iPhones to get addicted to. We did not know the news.
No, you weren't accessible 24/7. You know, when you were a doctor, you had a pager. You were accessible. You had to have a phone. People thought, what the heck is that like? Now you have everybody. Not only are they accessible, they have a camera. So the psychology of that, when I've had on experts, they say, boy, oh boy, this is challenging. We really need to pay attention to the mental game. And there's not a better title than Dr. Calm floating around as far as really, really, really. Everybody gets it, I think, when you mention that title. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, people immediately get it. They love that brand. And that makes my job easy because I have a little difficult last name, right? Dr. Dintiala, and some people can't pronounce it. You know what? It's going to be Dr. Calm.
Right. Where are you from initially?
I'm originally from India.
Okay. Yes. And that's, well, there's a tremendous cooperation in so many different areas. That world with one of my longtime sponsors, Global Schoolwear, one of their leaders, Indian descent, great heritage, so many different physicians in so many places. And so you see the cooperation. You know, we're trying to stay optimistic in so many ways with a lot of good things happening. But again, between the pandemic and social media has really thrown our society for a tremendous loop, hasn't it, stress-wise?
Oh, totally. Into abyss, I would say. And we are slowly coming out of that, but we still have lots of challenges. And AI, the advent of AI has accelerated the anxiety, worry, stress, fear, uncertainty, insecurity, whatever you want to call it, by power.
Times 100, yes.
Yeah.
This is why we want, I've been fighting for years, again, the mental game, getting these sides of things, the importance of this, the magic word attitude, being applied the earlier the better in elementary school. Including, again, the physical and fitness side. On 60 Minutes a couple of days ago, it was a special on Japan. There is no obesity, childhood obesity for the most part, because of their tremendous attention to what they're eating and how they're eating. And this whole psychology world that we've always, you know, we were, hey, all you can eat, you know, and fast food. And all of a sudden we woke up with this incredible health challenge in so many different ways with this obesity side of things and it having so much to do with high blood pressure in so many areas. And again, the mental side of things, you know, being such an important part. And it's great to see the medical field paying a lot more attention to the importance, even though it's sometimes been like pulling teeth. Pardon the pun.
I know. And it's getting better. And if there's one message that I have for people, anyone who is listening to this, is that build the habit of calmness. If there is only one habit that you need to build to protect yourself, your family, your children, your health,
people who do meditate, are you a meditation fan? Again, when you're talking, work on calm. Does that include taking some time out, relaxing? My figure skaters were doing visualization 30 years ago. They were so ahead of their time. What are some of the tools for calmness?
I created a three-step system that works for everyone. When I first found calm, it was a sporadic experience for me.
Yeah, talk quickly, before we run out of time.
Yeah, when I first found calm, it was a sporadic experience, and I didn't know exactly why I felt calm. But later I figured out. So I want to make that accessible to everyone, and I made my mission to create a system that can help people find that calm. And when you find that calm, everything works out. Opportunities come to you. Relationships get better. Financials get better. Your performance is better. Everything works out. You're happier. You're kind to people. So the three-step system, it is called PET system. P stands for three principles. E stands for two relaxation exercises, and T stands for one calming technique. And what I say is 20 minutes a day can keep 90% stress away from your life.
So, huge. On that note, 90%, I'm gonna hold you to it. Give us again where people could find out about you and your system, your programs.
They can simply go to my website, drcalmmd.com, or they can simply type in Dr. Calm and I will come in Google and they search for me. They can Great. Also send an email to drcalmmd@gmail.com and it will come to me.
Great. You're part of my roster, Dr. Calm. Again, we're talking again. Thank you so much, Dr. Karan Dinthayala, and for joining us, and we'll get him back. Hold on,
My
Doc.
Pleasure.
Everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. We'll be back with the Sports Doctors in. Hold on, Dylan.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden. Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, and if we have time, maybe we get it in an email or two. Next week, we've got a combination of a show that somehow didn't happen last month. Rick Bava, who is the guru of the baby boomer generation, one of the leaders of today's Senior Magazine, and one of our favorite guests will be joining us. Then we're going to be talking a lot about concussions with concussion advocate expert Chandani Khan, and she's got a lot to add to all of this attention with the world of concussions, hyperbaric oxygen, etc. The following week, we're going to have chiropractic physician Eric Williams, one of my longtime sports medicine colleagues, will be returning. He is a pickleball coach and, again, chiropractic physician and has worked in and out of the sports world so long, so we'll be looking forward to him coming back. John Jubilee is one of the country's leading cellular health scientists, and he's with that one. A brand building podcast group, and we'll be glad to hear that. The world of cellular health has become a very, very big topic in health and wellness, anti-aging, functional medicine. On the Dr. Bob segment, I wanted to again pay attention on the mental side of things. My late great colleague, Dr. Jim Vickery, the performance enhancement consultant, had a great book, which was Mind Training, and the world Mind Golf was the name of the book. Jim was very involved in golf performance. He worked in the prison system. He was with Northwestern University, and I used to drag him along with me. We would have sports seminars for the local park district in Glen Ellen. I would talk about the use of ice and what's the best shoe, and he would talk about overzealous parents and parental support. And again, had some great bullet points when he would talk about youth sports. I mentioned it with the previous guest, which was for all sports parents, and try your best not to be a critic and evaluate your son or daughter's activity on the way home of an event, for example, and to be a good listener, pay attention to whether they're enjoying what they're doing, whether they're not dealing with injuries they're not telling you about, or problems with coaches or teammates. Two very, very great pearls. Jeff has a email he sent. He said, you talk a lot about those two exercise concepts for kids, as well as seniors, I assume. Yeah, Jeff, yes. What we're talking about is a chapter in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And by the way, if people want to go to my website, they can go to thesportsdoctorradio.com, thesportsdoctorradio.com, find out all about everything, including the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And we talk about two exercises we really want included in your son or daughter, whatever their level, whatever their age, whatever their sport. And I include, again, the senior population. And that is, number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. You don't know what you're doing. Work with a physical therapist. They could show you very easily. Rubber bands are magic to strengthen feet and ankles. And number two, learn how to work balance. Learn how to enhance balance. So important to prevent falling, and it's so important for any sport at any level. And there's all sorts of exercises, mini trams, Bosu balls, the fabulous sand dune stepper, even starting with balancing on 1 foot at a time for 30 seconds for seniors. Learn the techniques, include those two exercises, strengthen feet and ankles. Again, a shout out to our friends at That One. Also, a shout out to all our friends at LER Magazine and all hands on deck, our effort to challenge type 2 juvenile diabetes. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. The Sports Doctor.